It's actually worse than Hungry Bump, if you can believe that.
Okay, we're rolling.
Nick? She's pretty funny, yeah.
It's very hard to dance without looking a little bit humpy.
Jess?
She's pretty open and down to earth.
Like, I know I'm pretty, but I need Angus to tell me.
And Ducko?
He gets picked on a fair bit, but I like the short man.
This is Ducky Fingers. What's good, baby? Turn love.
Featuring Ass Man. Wake up.
Nick, Jess and Ducko.
What time? Showtime!
Ooh, welcome to Tuesday, team.
Good morning.
How's the second day of work going?
Oh, so good. I didn't sleep a wink last night, boys.
That alarm anxiety.
No, because I was so excited I finally told you about the puppy.
Oh,
now I can't stop thinking about it.
So excited.
Yeah,
your little puppy.
And the photos are so cute already. I just want to smush his little face.
Nick just dug on Instagram. Please go have a look. But yes, were you like, did you know Pam was going to come into your life? Or was it like, we're getting her
I mean, and the difference between Jess and Angus and Morgan and myself. Like, Jess and Angus have read books and gone to a breeder and yada yada, announced it. Me and Morgan like, let's not tell anyone. Looked it up on Gumtree, got sold the dog that we thought was a different dog, went for a cattle dog, came out with Pam. Like a dog.
There's a bit of cattle
Polaris.
Dog in her, isn't there?
Yeah, there's something in it. There's a lot in it. And we just went and got it and we're like, hey guys, we got a dog. Didn't even ask my real estate agent at the time.
Okay, so you weren't like not sleeping from excitement.
No, I mean, I always wanted a dog. I was excited, but I know you and Angus, or particularly you, you're going to be just as bad as me. I reckon maybe even worse as a fur parent.
Well, do you know what? I reckon Angus might take the title. I came home yesterday after a dinner out with the girls and the washing machine was on. And this is about 9 p.m. I went, what are you putting in the wash? He goes, oh, I just found some blankets that the puppy might like. And he was just washing blankets to get them ready for his crate.
Poo,
and
vomit,
his
chewed up.
All that, well.
Are you going to scent them? Like, are you going to lie on them just a little bit? Oh, that was a joke.
So we got into bed last night and he came over with a lamb. He bought one of those lambs that has a beating heart. It's got like a...
For babies.
It's got like a... Well, it's
human
advertised
babies.
For dogs.
Wait, what do you mean it has a beating heart?
It has like a... You know, like a Build-A-Bear?
Yes.
And you can put a heart in them.
Yeah.
But this one is literally like a battery-operated plastic heart.
Right.
And when you turn it on, it beats.
So
if dogs human like babies, when they can't sleep, you can get babies that have a heartbeat because often the kid wants to be near the mum's heart because that's where they've been in the womb.
Yeah, so it has a little toy that it cuddles. This one was marketed for a dog.
Right.
And you put the heartbeat in and when you turn it on, it boom, boom, boom. And when it sleeps, a new puppy thinks it's its mum or it's a companion with it's alive. Angus brought it into the bed last night and said, do you want to hug this overnight and get your scent on it? Oh, for when the dog comes.
I mean, you think I'm bad, Gilly.
That wasn't
it's about
my
to get
idea.
Work.
Yeah. I hugged it, but it wasn't my idea. So I think Gussie might be.
Oh, yeah.
He's sarcastic, man.
And you guys always threw stuff at me. I can't wait. I mean, there's going
to
be two parents. There's finally two parents in the room, Gilly, now. Jess and I. You can learn from us.
I plan to.
Yeah, did you?
It's a dog.
Get
you're
a dog.
Setting yourself up for high expectations.
Hey, 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 we're not putting
dog.
It in the bed.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
We got the lamb.
Yeah, that'll be day two.
Yeah, and you won't admit it
for weeks. You're getting a heartbeat dog. You don't even know if it can or can't sleep yet. But you're like, I'll make it completely reliant on an electric heartbeat for the rest of its life.
It's very cute. You should see this lamb, man. It's so cute.
Oh, hey, big show coming up. Of course, Alpha Bucks 10K. That's happening this morning. Just before 8, we'll tell you when to call. But right now, 13, 10, 60, we're going to moan over the phone.
That's right. In honour of the Australian Open, we need two people to rally.
Yes.
Go back and forth. Grunt like a tennis player.
Yeah.
Win yourself a prize.
Very easy to do.
A great prize. And also, remember, our Call of Fame, it's back this year, bigger and better than ever. A staycation in your own city is up for grabs this week. So 13, 10, 60, we need two new tennis players today.
Mm-hmm.
The boys settled off very well yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That was sensational. Diverse.
Yes.
And I reckon that's what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Started with some high-pitched, sexy moans.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up with some guttural grunts.
Yes.
We went all over the place.
Hit a winner yesterday.
Actually hit a winner.
Yeah.
Michael said his phone cut out, but I don't believe it. I reckon Kieran just lobbed him down.
Smashed a winner.
That's right.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call. We're going to do it after Black Eyed Peas.